Is this the best budget brand Añejo tequila on the market? It might be. Today, we're going to talk about Zumbador Tequila's new Añejo. So Zumbador, Roberto Lopez, master distiller. I did a great interview with him and Sarah, who's their importer, talking about this tequila and how it came to life. This tequila is being made by a 35-year-old who not only owns the agave fields, but also built the distillery and is the master distiller. And his uncles are the Camarones. Carlos and Felipe Camarena. They did help him put this together. His father passed away, passed on the land to him, and he decided, let's go headstrong into this and learn how to make tequila. And today he's making a fine tequila at a budget price. This tequila is coming in at about $45 as an Añejo. You're talking about a Highland-grown agave up near Jesus Maria at NOM 1643 La Sabina. This distillery is using Highland Estate agaves. From there, they're going into a stone oven, and they're cooking them in a masonry oven. From there, they're splitting the process. Half of it is going to a roller mill. Another percentage of it is being crushed by a tahona. Then that tahona crush is going into wood fermentation, and that roller mill is going into stainless steel fermentation, all wild. And then from there, a percentage of those are being blended back and running through copper stills twice. And then this is rested in American whiskey barrels for 14 months. And it's coming out at $45. You talk about a budget buy. This is a budget like you wouldn't believe, but it's not a budget tasting tequila. This is a tequila that has a fantastic flavor with a price that anybody can enter into tequila and buy this. So if you're a first timer and you're thinking about, man, I want to buy a tequila, but I don't want it to break the bank and I want to make sure that it tastes good. Go find a Zumbador, now available in Indiana, thanks to LuxBev. It's blowing up everywhere across the liquor stores and also at restaurants. So look for Zumbador in Indiana. If you don't know where to find it and you're not in Indiana, jump onto Zumbador's website. They have a search on there that will show you the states that they're in and where you could try this fantastic tequila and not break the bank. Let's dive into this one. On the nose, you get a little bit of oakiness, but I definitely get that Highlands petrichor minerality that you get in a Highlands tequila. The agave almost smells toasted, and I think that's the barrel presence, a little bit of caramel smell with a nice cooked agave, that nice minerality, that wet earth, and I get just a hint of a floral note. And that floral note is almost like it smells like lime but a flower. So that's very interesting. A great nose. Now this one, it's about a half bottle or maybe a three quarter bottle pour. I have had it. I've let it rest. The flavor has changed as it does when you have a tequila. It came out of the box a little bit hotter for me at the first time with a lot of oakiness. So I'm really interested in seeing where we're at today. It's got a great color, but not an over oaked color. You know, it's not real super dark. It's a nice clear caramel, light caramel color to it. That means the barrel's not going to take away that great agave flavor. It's just going to kiss it and add a little barrel nuance to the flavor of the tequila. Let's dive into this one. The sweetness is nice. Cooked agave almost tastes like almost pineapple. You get that earthiness, and then you get a little bit of this oaky, musty barrel note and some vanilla. The floral that I got in the nose isn't there. The finish isn't like knock you out like you're drinking a high proof. But the finish is long and consistent and kind of a light mintiness to me in the finish. Let's do another. Really nice mouthfeel, really nice sweetness, nice cooked agave, nice caramel, nice vanilla. I get a little bit of lime, and then it turns into a little bit of pepper in the finish. And that lasts a long time. Here's a sipper for you, right? This is a budget buy sipper. I wouldn't really mix a drink with this. And unless I was going to make maybe a tequila old fashioned, it has a really nice sweetness that would go with a nice old fashioned. Zumbador, Roberto Lopez and Sarah, they are killing it. They're doing a great job at this distillery. They're getting this tequila everywhere super fast. The interview explains the whole process and also tells you what the three hummingbirds mean on the front of the label. Definitely worth checking out. It's on my YouTube channel, Tasting Tequila with Brad. If you like this tequila, put it in the comments. If you have any questions about this tequila, put it in the comments. If you've tried Zumbador, I want to hear from you what you think of this tequila. Let me know. Put in the comments or send me a DM. I love hearing from everybody. Try Zumbador. Check it out. Look for it. Find it in Indiana. You can get it everywhere here. It's growing. You can find it all over the country today. That's what's growing. Try them out. Give them a big old college try. I think this is a tequila you really enjoy. Zumbador. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.